Yep. Yeah, we're doing fit testing a week from today, and I'm reprogramming all the pagers, so that'll be a good time. And just about done with class. Got, well, about a month till I take my test, but it's all over.
Oh, you have those unications too?
Yeah, I got a bunch of G5s. When they originally programmed them, they didn't include our fireground channel in the main paging knob. All they included was just our paging talk group. So in order for those that don't have radios to hear what's going on, they have to keep their pagers on the wide open channel, and that's not good for, like, you know, going to sleep and stuff like that. So, gonna edit that dispatch only to include our fire ground, so that way everybody can hear what's going on.
Yeah, what we did with ours is we've got two Milton ones, one for tone and vibrate, one for vibrate, then we have a scan feature, and then another one's a monitor for that, and we also have our, like, step one, step two, our 9900 talk channel in there, you know, just that stuff. We don't do the fire grounds because, oh my gosh, that'd be horrible for us. I mean, we don't even use them because we're still doing VHF. We still keep the VHF in our vehicles for just VTAC use. So, yeah. But, no, we don't really get off. We've got, like, three different fire departments talk channels for, like, 55 and 80, which is Elk Rapids and Torch Lake, so we can hear what's going on there. But, yeah, no. We kind of did that because we mutuated with them more than anybody, so, yeah, it keeps up with us. And so, yeah, we got it pretty well set up. Our county, our chief did good setting it up the way he wanted it. And, you know, him working at dispatch, it makes it easy.